Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. It is the month of June, and we are here June 5th. Man, this time just fly by. Just rips on by. Here, another day. Had a great weekend. Worked over close to home, right across the river at Causey's Comedy Club. It was a great little weekend. Had a fun time. Enjoyed myself. Always good to see some old friends, perform with some friends, and have a great weekend. Sorry for the little confusion, but God, technical problems just take so much out of you. And where I'm living at, my Wi-Fi sucks. We're going to be curing that, but when I'm on the road, my Wi-Fi sucks too, especially when you go west. I don't know how many of you travel the whole country, but if you start on the East Coast and work your way west, the internet gets worse the farther west you get. And that's just a fact. And the funny thing is, there's more people on the internet out east. The internet out west is the worst. So, just right before showtime, I got everything finished 2 seconds before I was on the air. So, sorry if I'm not exactly focused at the moment. That will change as time goes on. So, don't know if you're watching this. Of course, the mainstream media is not covering it. The FBI has become basically a little American terrorist organization. You know how they claim Americans are sovereign citizens. The only sovereign citizens in the United States exist in Washington, D.C., the FBI, the CIA, the president, all the Democrats. Those are the only sovereign citizens. And for those who don't want a sovereign citizen is supposedly somebody who thinks that laws don't apply to them. And that pretty much describes everybody in government. Because, see, if you want to watch that, if you want to see how government officials are, go on YouTube and watch any video where a government official is pulled over by another government official. Because, see, we're told that when we get pulled over, that we're supposed to bow down and comply, and yes, sir, you're the one who knows the law, sir, and you're just supposed to give up all your rights. Yet, when any one of these public officials or other police officers get pulled over by another, it's a pissing match over who is right. And they don't say nothing about that. I thought we were supposed to just obey and fight this in court. And see, that's another one of those lines that is totally designed just to take your rights. Fight it in court. Well, guess what fighting it in court means, dipshits? It means I have to take time off from my job to go to court and hire an attorney to face a man who will have his salary paid, will not be responsible for any fines, and the government, if they lose, they pay nothing. So it's a lose, 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 lose situation for the person who's right. That's why I have a dash cam, folks. I have a dash cam for the dishonest police that exist everywhere in this country. Oh, I know I kicked a lot of you off right now. But the truth is the truth. I had over 50 encounters with the police. Well, Dan, you just need to quit breaking the law. Guess what? I have zero tickets. Every single one of them has pulled me over for one of the stupidest bullshit reasons on the planet Earth so they can go on a fishing expedition. See, they can't just yank you off the highway. No, they have to make up some chicken shit reason. Oh, following too closely, or you crowded the line, or you were 5 miles an hour over. And then the fishing expedition begins. Where are you going to? Where are you coming from? What you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Your rights mean nothing. I am sure the Nazis would love to know how these people have been able to pull off everything they wanted to pull. Your rights are done. This country is done. I don't think you've got your head out of your basketball plays, but you need to look around you. This country is swirling down the toilet, and Joe Biden is the head flusher. And see, it's really funny how these Democrats out here in crowd, and the Republicans are a threat to democracy, and the Republicans are a threat to democracy. And then they turn around and say there will be no primaries, that Joe Biden, the idiot who fell down while just handing somebody a piece of paper, the imbecilic boob that is our president right now, is going to be running again. And why shouldn't they run whoever they want? And then they're floating around, we might make Barack Obama his vice president. Because you know what they're going to do. They know Joe's going to kick the bucket. They know it. And then Barack becomes president again. See, rule of law, for the people to claim that Republicans are a threat to democracy by people who are constantly scheming on how to get around the Constitution, saying the Constitution is in the way of what they want to do. Thank God for the Constitution. Now, when are you going to quit electing these idiots that want to squash every one of your constitutional rights, especially your guns? And they want your guns because then they can do what they did to them in Australia because people didn't have guns to fight back. So they can do what they do to them in China and weld them into the building because people don't have guns to fight back. The only reason this shit ain't happened here is because we got guns to fight back. That is the only reason that these democratic socialist commie bastards haven't ruined this country any more than they already have. They're crooked to the fucking core. You sit there and you watch it and you do nothing. You vote them back in because they give me stuff. They give me stuff. They take it from other people to give it to you. They don't give you shit. The government doesn't have any money of its own. It only has the money it steals from people. That's all the government, because the government produces nothing but wars, debt, and death. This is not the country that was started years ago. Commie dictatorship, where they rule by executive order. That was never supposed to be done. That was supposed to be done in states of emergency, and then Congress was supposed to ratify it or overturn it. But Biden, the first thing he did, like a good little commie, walked into that office and started signing executive orders, which nobody elected him to do. And now the Saudis are going to cut back more on their oil production because they know how to bring America to its knees. And we're going to come to our knees. The dollar has been absolutely destroyed. It is worthless. You can start wiping on. You got to go to the bathroom, you have toilet paper, grab your wallet and get to work. I don't get it. You people just want to go along to get along. Oh, Dan's a hothead. No, Dan stands for his rights. Don't step on me. And the famous phrase, don't tread on me. Oh, that, by the way, is considered a terrorist flag. And don't forget that a whole bunch of ammonia nitrate just disappeared off a train. They're going to false flag you. They've already done it. They have already false flagged you, and you stand by it. You'll vehemently point your fingers at somebody. Go, I bet you don't believe the government story on why three buildings fell after being hit by two planes. That's right, three buildings. And they all three fell in their footprint. They all three were the first skyscrapers ever to fall from fire. They all three fell in their footprint at free fall speed with no resistance. You believe that a bunch of guys with box cutters and a guy in a cave overcame the most sophisticated air defense network in the world, costing trillions of dollars, and so far has been breached by guys with box cutters and a party balloon. And you believe it. I can understand why they believe the government fails, because it is one of the most inept businesses in the United States, and it is a business. It quit being a representative of the people. All you got to do is look at Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp. Look at that dumb one. Look at her. She was a bartender with nothing. She's now worth $23 million after 4 years of service at $175,000 a year. I want to know who her financial planner is, because he has got a client tell that if I could just, hell, what I'm making, he should be able to make me at least $10 million in 4 years. Your government's bought and paid for. It's right in your face. Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, with their laptop that they conveniently covered up at the last election, that they got 20 officials to say it was nonsense, even though it was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. All of this is being proved, but you don't care because it's your team. It's okay for your team to cheat, because we have a nation with absolutely zero morals and values. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you. You let this keep rolling. No place to hide. There'll be no distraction big enough, because your suffrage will be so great. So great. That you will have nothing but time to try to live each day. I'm telling you, folks, you all better pay attention. You all better pay attention. Because they're working. And I know it hurts people. Oh, you and there's 9-1-1. You're damn right I'm a 9-1-1 conspiracy theorist, because nothing that happened that day made any sense. You're meaning to tell me that a person who was completely unable to fly a Cessna suddenly climbed behind the controls of one of the largest airliners in the United States, something that takes absolute years of training to do, performed a perfectly performed a circular descending 360-degree turn at the plane's outer limits of performance, breaching all speed, and came in inches above the turf, not leaving a single gouge in the ground, and created a hole 20 by 20 that the entire plane vaporized into, including two 40-ton titanium motors, all vaporized on impact. And I'm supposed to believe that, because I don't, I'm the dumb one. You guys are believing a fairy tale on the levels of fairy tales never before told. And now Biden, there's so much dirt on him. The only time there'll be more dirt on him is when he's finally placed under the ground. He looks like Pigpen from the Peanuts cartoon, because he's got so much dirt around him. But you won't do anything, because you're on a witch hunt for Donald Trump. See, this is the insanity. You little libs and your insanity and your little crybaby attitudes, it's sickening. You will let your side do anything. And then, oh, it's the Republicans, it's the Republicans, it's the Republicans, it's the Republicans. I'm sick of it. There are at least 8 women and some kids, and you've seen the video. Go look on YouTube. Look for Biden touching or Biden sniffing. I'm surprised YouTube lets these videos exist anymore. There's a little girl, probably 4 or 5 years old. Biden's behind her, and he accidentally brushes his hands on her little titties, and she brushes his hands off. That's on video. Oh, Trump said grab him by the pussy. Oh, shut up. Shut up. I'm sick of you. He's on video grabbing a little girl's titty, and you're, oh, he lost track of his hands. Jesus, you people. And then Tennessee struck down the draft. Look, I no more want my kid to see a drag show than I want my kid to be in a stripper bar. Because kids should not be thinking about sex. And if they are thinking about sex, you have to ask yourself why. Because that's not a naturally occurring thought in young children, 6, 7 years old, folks. You can ask all these therapists, when kids start talking about sex at a very young age, it's because somebody touched them. You had better stand for your children, folks. You are supposed to be their protector. And you're not supposed to allow people... Look, can a six-year-old vote? No. Why? Why can a six-year-old not vote? Because he's not mentally developed. Can a six-year-old take aspirin at school without the parents' consent? No, they can't. Then why can a six-year-old tell somebody, I think I'm a girl, and have his dick chopped off and go on hormone blockers, ruining his whole life while he's a child who doesn't even have the knowledge to vote, own a gun, or drink, but he has the knowledge to tell somebody to cut his dick off. You're sick. You are sick. You're sitting there going, oh, you're a homophobe. Look, I'm not out here chopping kids' dicks off and chopping off their titties. You're the sick individuals. You're the ones that will kill a baby. Don't you dare call me anything. You twisted, sick, perverted demons. Because that's what you are. Somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to say it. You are a sick, twisted animal. That's what you are. And don't sit there and tell me I'm sick and twisted, because I don't believe a little kid should be thinking about sex. You want to know why this bothers me so much? I was molested by a freaking gay pervert when I was young. And it ruined my whole life. And it took me to in my age now where I can finally deal with what happened to me. Because you let some little gay, sick pervert molest me. Somebody has to stand for the kids. You ain't going to molest my kids. I can tell you that right now. That ain't going to happen. I'm not a pushover. I will stand. I will stand my ground. Like my favorite commercial. The perverts are the ones who want to put on sex shows in front of children. The perverts are the ones who want to kill babies. The perverts are the ones who want to give a child puberty blockers because they want to play with different toys. We have got to change the narrative. We have gone way too far down the road of absurdity saying that a young person who can't even vote, who can't even buy a gun, who can't even buy alcohol, has the brain power to decide to have puberty blockers and have their titties and dicks cut off. You're a sick animal. You are sickening to me. And somebody better start standing up and calling out you little bastards. It's unreal. It's unreal. Well, the first few minutes definitely burned by. Oh, man. I don't get it, folks. I don't get it. I don't get how you can sit there and see what you're seeing and continue down the path you're continuing down. But then again, this is the arc of every society in the history of society. It happened to the Romans, happened to the Greeks, happened to the Britons, happened to everybody. you go down the toilet hole of debauchery, and that's where we are at. We are totally, totally heading down the wrong path. Well, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light, and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money, so check out Marty.com.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Sin, son of perdition. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a roll line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In the scene for so long now, it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Get your house in order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official. ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
I'm back. Sorry, this is a real weird Monday. Just feeling, I don't know, on center, off center, how you want to call it. I did four nights in a row doing shows, traveling, driving. So I'm a little bit tired, shall we say. But that's the way it goes. You get up and you get working. And of course, while all this stuff is going on about Biden and the fact that he has... You take Hunter Biden's laptop. You haven't, if it was any normal American Republican, if this was Donald Trump, this would be on every headlines. Because they've been, see, the headlines have been telling you, we got him, we've almost got him. This time it's it. This is the final thing. Circle closing on Donald. Everything, we've been hearing that stupid shit for 6 years. All of it manufactured by the DNC. The quid pro quo, which we have Biden on video doing. The grab him by the pussy, which we have Biden on video doing. The China and Russia agent, which we have connections through Hunter Biden's laptop. But you're still after Donald Trump. Seriously. Seriously. You're just going to, this is just going to how it's going. And the FBI was colluding with Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to limit your First Amendment rights. But that's okay, right? It's the Democrats. So it's okay. They colluded to spread misinformation. They came out and openly admitted that they blatantly lied to you. They absolutely lied to your face. Then they said, yes, we lied. Yes, we lied. But it's because you were too dumb to get the vaccine. No, the 25% of America that did not get vaccinated are the smartest people and the most resilient people and the most brilliant people. And we didn't buy the government bullshit. Folks, while you're at it, if you didn't get the vaccine, pick up your food. If it says bioengineered ingredient, do not eat it. Because they are trying to find ways to use this garbage gene therapy on animals so that you eat the vaccine. One more does it take? Look at all the people's posts suddenly died of cancer, suddenly got a neurological disease, suddenly got heart problems, suddenly got blood clots, suddenly got, what changed? The excess deaths. There was no excess deaths on the year of the Rona, but there is starting on the year of Uncle Sam's little prick. I'm sorry to tell you, you people that took this poison, y'all in for a big surprise. Because we're coming up on the 2 year of you getting this, and that's when all the real fun starts. Hey, we're talking about a dark winter, which, by the way, is a government program, basically. Has to do with vaccines and stuff. It's just a conspiracy theory, Dan. You're making stuff up. No, I have my eyes open. You have your eyes closed. See, to a person with their eyes closed, the room is dark. I'm telling them the room is light. But they can't see it because they got their eyes closed. Because they actually believe the government cares for them. You look at them weasels running around Washington. Ain't one of them give a shit about you. I'm going to bring this up again. I still think this is the best thing ever. We should do public service like we do jury trials. And every year, your name should be drawn, and you become a representative, and you go to Washington for 1 year, and you represent all the people you're here. And then all the laws have to be written in plain English, none of this wherewithal, where-tos, how-tos, and for-as, and the need of, and the subsections, written in plain English, and no law can be more than 44 pages, because that's what founded this country. Strip them of their power completely. And all these agencies that make all these new rules without going through any kind of legislative process are all illegal. But you just want to let it go, because you're too busy concentrating on the playoffs, which are way much more important than the future for your children. And don't say you can do both because you can't, because you aren't. You are just a little puppet of the master, and you will comply because obey sounds so horrible. You will comply, which is just the nice version of obey. But I just don't get it, folks. Freedom is so fleeting, and true freedom is gone. True freedom is gone. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You should be able to get in your car and not fasten a safety belt. You should be able to ride your bike without a helmet. This is how absurd they have gotten with micromanaging your life. In Virginia, in Chesapeake, they have now passed an ordinance that when you're walking your dog, your leash cannot be longer than 6 foot long. This is the stupidity we allow. They will micromanage everything. You got to have this. You got to have that. This is for a dog. This is for a dog. And I've seen people on with their dogs on leashes that no more have control over their dog than dogs not on leashes. You all know. You've seen it. You've seen the little woman. I got a little big bad dog protect me, but I can't stop it from dragging me. Because nobody trains anything. Because you're not allowed. See, this is the whole thing. Who are you to tell how somebody how to act? That's the shit that's going on right now. And right now on the news, black reparations spreads around the world. What about the white slaves? They were them. What about the Chinese slaves? They were them. And you know where all that goes to? A bunch of separation. And they get you fighting with each other, and then they keep their power. The left's agenda is to tear everything down. Because they are smarter than you, and they need to be in control of your every minute, your every second, your ever waking hour. They need to be control of, because you are too stupid to live your own life. That you're only alive because of the rules they make for you. That, my friends, is the cold hard truth. The people that have run up over $100 trillion in debt, have never balanced a budget, are telling you that you are ignorant. And that, my friends, is really scary. The Germans painted the Jews out as ignorant, disease spreaders. What do you think they just did with the Rona? If you didn't get Uncle Sam's little prick, you were dumb. You were ignorant. You were against society. You were the reason Grandma was dying. When in fact, the real reason Grandma was dying is because they were pushing a narrative. And most people, it's now turning out, didn't die from the Rona. They did not die from the Rona. They died from the treatment they got for the Rona. You understand that? You understand that? Because it turns out that ivermectin, you know what the left was smearing as horse dewormer, is one of the most successful drugs and widely used and widely tested. But because it was something that would actually cure things, they had to smear it because everybody had to take this gene therapy. Now ask yourself that question, why? They knew it didn't work. They knew it didn't stop it. They knew there were a multitude of problems with it. Yet they lied to you and forced you and threatened your job and threatened your livelihood if you didn't obey. Everybody involved in forcing this vaccine should instantly go on trial for Nuremberg Code violations because you were not informed. They had information. They held it back from you. That is not informed consent. That is not informed consent. That is everything, everything that the Nazis did to the Jews in internment camps. But we're going to overlook it because the government said it's good. See, like I said, I'm sure the Germans are in awe of how our government is totally circumventing every law about being informed. Were you told when you took the shot that it would change your genes? Were you told when you took the shot that it was ineffective? Were you told when you took the shot that it would cause heart problems? Were you told when you took the shot it could cause a miscarriage? You were not informed. This was not informed consent. And then they berated you every day, which I wore as a flag of honor because I stood up to the bullshit. Like I said, the study says 80% of the people in America lack the ability to say no to the government, even for an unlawful order. And that, my friends, is how this is happening. The 80% of you that are totally oblivious to what's going on, the 80% of you that go along to get along. We need more people like me. We are definitely the minority. We are definitely the minority. But guess what? I'll stand my ground every day. I'll stand it now. I will go find a way that doesn't require me to get that shot. Because I will not get that shot. I promise you, that will never happen to me. I've never taken any of the other vaccines. Shingles, no. Pneumonia, no. Flu, never. Hell, they're vaccinating people for things that aren't even deadly anymore. Your body was designed with an immune system for a reason, folks. But then some people will die. People die every damn day. But you're willing to exchange your freedom for this concept that, oh, This will it won't change a damn thing. It won't. People are going to die. That's what happens. People die. That's life. People are born. Hell, there's newborns that are born and die. There are old people that die. There are car accidents. There are natural disasters. There's poisoning. You're never going to live in a world where nobody dies. And people go, I mean, you wouldn't want to live here. I wouldn't want to stay on this planet forever. There's a better place awaiting me, and it's not here. But you're willing to just give up everything. Just give up everything. And the corruption is unbelievable with the Democrats. And the Republicans. That's why we need to take Washington, D.C. back. There needs to be term limits and this kind of term limit. Which I remember when I had a day job. Okay? Now, while I had my day job, I would go around and apply and do interviews while at my day job and got caught, I'd have been fired. Your congressman and senator don't even have to show up. Most of them don't. And then when it comes time that they want another job, they totally abandon their job and they just go look for another one on your dime. So here's the rules I think we should have for politicians. You can, and this is my idea. I really think we shouldn't go 2- and 4-year elections because it puts us in a constant election cycle, which is not good. I think we should do 5 years. You're president for 5 years. You're a congressman for 5 years. You're a senator for 5 years. And every 5 years, we have an election. And anybody holding any political office cannot run for a single office. They just have to go. That means they will be out of Washington, D.C. for 5 years. They cannot be a consultant. They will sign a non-compete clause, which means they can represent nobody to the government. So for 5 years, they actually have to go get a job. Just for 5 years. Go get a job. Face the laws you write. Actually, get amongst the people you represent, air quotes. And then after that 5-year period, you can run for another office, but it can't be an office you previously held. And your bank records must be public. And you cannot invest in the stock market or be in any blind trust that invests in the stock market, and none of your family can invest in the stock market. You must totally disappear from the free world, so nobody can line your pockets. And then you have to explain every single dime you get, where it came from and what it was for. Folks, you better think. You better do something, because time's running out. All right. Commercial time again. And I will be right back.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking you
to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on? Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and the three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
That's right. There's no telling where it will end. Could end in a crash and burn. People get complacent. Remember Brittany Griner, the chick dude chick? She's a woman. All right, whatever. She sure stands for the national anthem now, don't she? She sure stands for the national anthem now. Absolutely she does. She most certainly does stand for the national anthem now. You know why? Because she realized what happened to her overseas when she didn't have rights. She realized that that the real country that's oppressing is not America. And boy, did that change her attitude. It most certainly changed her attitude. And now she appreciates what we have. And see, the problem is most of you will not appreciate what you have till it is gone. Until it is gone. And then when it's gone, you're going to be sitting there going, well, we have rights. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I'm telling you, folks, this stuff is fleeting. And people fought real hard to get it. And you guys are just giving it away. You most certainly are. You're totally just giving it away. And the rest of us, we're sitting here going, why are you doing that? That stuff will never come back. It will never come back. It will never come back. And here you are. Without your rights. And then, if you let them take your guns, you'll be without your guns too. And you'll be sitting there going, I don't know what to do. Well, there you are. You should have stood up sooner. You should have listened. You should have stood your ground. Let's go over to Drudge and see what kind of garbage they're talking about. See, they use exclamation points. Grand jury meets. This shit's been going on for 6 years. Drudge has just become a simp of the Democrats when he was the man who broke the Monica story. And in that short time, with the money, he has been corrupted like everybody else. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, folks, your freedoms are just disappearing, and they're telling you it's for your safety. It's like when these cops start this officer safety shit and put cuffs on you just because they're scared of you. No reason to be scared of you. In their little minds, they are. So rights don't matter. Rights don't matter a bit. They don't. Because officer safety. See, that's what I think those were the lines left out of the Constitution. All these rights become null and void if a dog smells a drug or if the officer fears for his life. These are not the police I grew up with. This is not the government I grew up with. Back in the day, they'd actually complain when somebody just signed executive orders. But see, that all changed with Obama. He goes, you either voted or I'm going to do it with my pen. Well, he didn't say it that way. Here. Classified documents found. Joe Biden doesn't have the power to declassify documents. Keeps documents in various locations. Story was buried before midterms. Positive and defending coverage. Didn't get raided. Not a single pick. Donald Trump had legal authority. Kept documents in home under lock and key. Like I said, it's all there for you to see if you want to see it. You can get past your little delusional. And you talk about Trump. You little bitches. I swear to God. See, a person who will not discuss something has no ground to discuss. That's why they will not discuss it. You get it? They will not discuss something. See, this is all, they can consider anything secret. I understand having secrets about weapons. Understand that. They have secrets about where our stations are at. I understand that one. But who killed JFK? Why was that locked up for so many years? The only thing they should be able to redact is something that is deliberately something, well, not deliberately is not the word, that is, can be proven to actually be like a weapon system. I can understand why you don't want your opponents to know your weapon systems, your operatives, all that stuff like that. I can completely understand that. But when they're talking about things happening inside Washington, none of that should be. We pay for all that. Like the 60,000 hours or whatever it was of video they withheld from the January 6th. When they released that, you understand why they wanted to hide it. Because the truth stuck its head out. And it was against their narrative and their lies and their actual kangaroo court. If you, my friends, I'm not going to say Republican because I am not a Republican. If you believe in what this country was founded on, it is now time for you to come to the table and say no. If you believe in what this country was founded on, it is time for you to stand up, vote everybody out of office. Everybody, Republican, Democrat, makes no difference. Send every single one of them home. Reelect nobody ever. See, Virginia Beach is full of this. We got a bunch of worthless council people who sit around with small-minded ideas, and then if they get a friend who wants to do something, oh, they'll help him. But they're full of these simpleton ideas, and then they are lining their pockets. See, every form of government is lining their pockets. They have made the way to where they are rulers and their opinions can be bought. But here we sit. Here we sit. The average American was told their job was not important and they were sent home. And you let them do it. They told you to wear a mask that if you were even awake in high school biology would absolutely stop zero. You would have said, to hell with you. I didn't wear your mask. First of all, because I don't want to. Second of all, I can't because of the way my balance is. But y'all didn't give a shit about that. All you people, oh, we so care about the handicap. No, you don't. That's all lip service. Like 90% of everything that happens in this country, just lip service. Because if you truly cared, you wouldn't try to force them on everybody. It's funny, I can go into an urgent care or patient first. Let me get the place right. And they have a sign-in. And at that sign-in, I can tell them that I want to be called Miss even though I got a dick. And they will take me in the back and believe me that I'm a woman, probably even offer me a pap smear. But when I told them I didn't want to wear their symbol, I was crazy. So now every time I go in there, I make them call me ma'am. Miss. Next time I'm going to identify as a honey badger. We have lost our minds. We have collectively lost our minds. This is a country that doesn't operate on facts anymore. It operates on feelings. And this is what you get when you start that feeling bullshit. See, when I was younger, my mom told me when people would hurt my feelings by calling me names, that names don't mean anything. They don't. They don't mean a single thing. It only has the value you give it. That's all it has. And see, they don't like strong men because strong men stand in their way. The weak men we are raising now are compliant. They will obey. They are good little boys and girls. They obey their masters. They know who's in control. They go along to get along. But I'm a hothead. I'm a hothead. Just remember that. Dan's a hothead. Because he actually believes people shouldn't walk on him. He actually believes that he has rights. And see, it's really funny. When a woman kills its baby, her baby, and that's what you're doing, you can call it abortion. Again, I'm not partaking in the way. If you want to kill your baby, be honest. Say, I'm going to kill my baby. Just be honest. It's your body. It's your choice, right? How come it's not the same for men? How come it isn't the same for everybody who wanted to reject Uncle Sam's little prick? How come? This is sad. This is sad what we are accepting. And sad what we're living through. These are some real sad times right now. And the question is, how much more of your life are you going to let these three-piece suit bitches do? How much are you going to give over to them? Has anything they've done brought more safety? No. It really hasn't. I swear to you, when it's gone, you're going to look back and you're going to listen to people like me who pointed it out to you and ask yourself, why? Why did I not see it? You will. You'll go, why did I not see this? And baby, it'll be in your face in a way you ain't never seen it in your face. And you're gonna be like, man, remember the days when we could do stuff? See, they play in their hand in front of you. 15-minute cities, the global climate scare, where everything's horrible and terrible, and oh, the weather and the glaciers are going to be gone. It's all because of you and your car. They're going to substitute your gas-powered car, which oil is plentiful, for rare earth minerals that will also be depleted, except for the fact that the landfills will be full of all these chemicals from all these batteries and all these solar panels and all these windmills. It'll make digging for oil so obviously the better choice. But no, you want to listen to boobs that ran up over $100 trillion in debt telling you the way forward. The way forward is not electric cars. Anybody with a brain who will actually analyze all of the work that is required to make one battery, a battery that in extreme cold weather is useless, in extreme hot weather is useless. So everybody better hope there's not a heat wave or a cold wave or your car is going to be useless. A lot of people found that out. They couldn't charge their Tesla because the batteries were too damn cold, and they used all the battery charger strength to try to warm the batteries up so they'd accept the charge. And then you, and see, that's also, the free electricity is a misnomer. You pay for electricity. Well, it's free. No, it's not. I bet you guys bought swampland in Florida during the great real estate thing. You are sitting over here letting idiots make decisions for you. And here's the other thing about that, why people do that. Because then I can blame the government. It's not my fault. It's what the government did. It's not my fault. It's what the government did. You get it? It's what the government did. It's not my fault. The government did it. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. The government did it. You get me? See, everybody forgets that everything the conspiracy theorists, air quotes, said is true. It probably came from a lab in Wuhan. millions didn't die in America. It was nothing more than a flu. The vaccine doesn't work. So they just brushed it all aside and just quit talking about it because they have absolutely nothing they can defend. Every single word the government said was a lie or proven to be misinformation. So the people who colluded to keep you from speaking your mind were the actual persons spreading the misinformation. And that's why they didn't want you to be able to talk back, because then you could prove them wrong. Having a sip of my coffee. Okay, let's go take a look at Drudge. Let's see here. Adults brawl at Little Mermaid screening. Let's see what this is. A group of parents were seen fighting during a screening of live-action remake of Little Mermaid in Orlando. I wonder what they're fighting over. I swear. See, they got everybody. They got everybody fighting. You know what I'm saying? Because as long as you're fighting each other, you ain't fighting them. And I'm tired of this woke bullshit. I am. I'll say it right here. Like I said, you wanna live and do what you want to do as an adult, then you live and you do what you want to do as an adult. But when you start coming for kids, when you start demanding that I agree with you, that's when I will tell you to kiss my ass. I'm going to tell you what, when I was a younger dude, I'd love to have the power to just go into the women's rooms and bathrooms and showers and all that. Oh, damn, these people, they believe it. I don't care what they believe. I'm an orangutan. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. But you must play along with the game or you will be canceled. I understand Demolition Man. And what's his name? The character, Dennis Leary. I'm with the underground people. I don't want to live in your world. Where you control everything for safety. Like you said, I'm for greasy burgers. You have your choice. You can eat them, you can't. That's your choice. It should never be ruled by the government. But here we are. Here we are. But you're going to let them do it. Your freedom's going to disappear. And then you'll be nothing more than little commies. Run around, the government will give everything and take it from the people who actually work, and the country will descend into a hellhole like Philadelphia, San Francisco, St. Louis, Chicago, Seattle, Portland. There's a reason there's a migration from California. When I was young, everybody wanted to be in California because California was the place of freedom where you could go ride your surfboard and be a bum all day. There you go, folks. People are fleeing California. Even the stars are fleeing California. Even those people. It is no longer the land of milk and honey. But here we are. Hope your team's in the playoffs. You don't get it. You absolutely do not get it. And this is what I'm talking about, folks. Freedom requires that you stand up. Freedom requires that you stand your ground. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you anymore. Well, let's see here. Let's get back over here to Drudge. And Prince Harry blasted for wasting court time as he fails to show up at own trial. They're above it. That's what I'm saying. There is a class of people that doesn't include you. It's your rich rulers. Again, how many people are killed each year by individuals? Now, compare that to the numbers of people killed by governments in wars. It is but a mere speck. All world wars have been started by extremely powerful governments where their people had no choice. And that's why false flags are something your government does, very much so. Because once the war started, it doesn't matter that it was a lie that started it, because now we're in the trenches. And as much as I love America, we are a very warring nation that needs to change. But see, without wars, you can't sell all those war gadgets. And the government's number one customer is pharmaceuticals and war agents. They sent billions to Ukraine that can't be accounted for. That you have to account for every expenditure with a receipt. I don't know how much more it's going to take before you people open your eyes and go, you know what? Maybe there's a problem here. Well, it's time again for commercial breaks, and we're going to hit a break and be right back.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32 through 36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
I'm Lauren Boebert, and I travel down to McAllen, Texas, to the Rio Grande Valley sector to see what's up at our southern border. So here's what's up at the border. Illegal aliens crossing the border. That's up. Sex offenders crossing the border. That's up. Drug trafficking, gun smuggling, human smuggling. That's up. Unaccompanied children being sent on this journey alone, and even worse, given over to the cartel. That is way, way up. You know what's not up at the southern border? Respect for law and order, funding for our border patrol. And where's the media to cover this crisis? More than 70 days ago, Biden named cackling Kamala as border czar, but she hasn't done a single thing to protect the American people. She hasn't even been down here to see the border or the tens of thousands of children wrapped in aluminum foil. You can't just hear about what's happening. You have to come down here to see for yourself, to really understand the devastating reality at our southern border. So I brought Kamala down to see exactly what this regime is responsible for with their man-made crisis. Now, Kamala, I want you to stand here and look at what you've done.
Well, last break. I just want you people to think. That's all I want you to do. And the amount of fear that they are using to try to direct you and drive you and make you do things is stupendous. But really, if you think about it in your life, anything that they don't want questioned, they use fear for. And they use vague statements that absolutely cannot be proved. They can't. And it's up to you to understand what they're doing. And it's up to you to not be driven by fear, but be driven by logic. And that, my friends, is the hardest thing to do, is to be driven by logic when everyone around you is being herded by fear. And you have to stand up and go, hey, 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 wait a minute. And they are not educating you now. They're indoctrinating you. This is obvious to anybody that watches what they're teaching these kids in school. And the mere fact that drag queens come into a school to read to children is absurdity. Why don't you let hookers and strippers come in and read to them? Seriously. They're just as legit as a man who says he's a woman and dresses and puts his big fake titties out there for everybody to see. Why don't you want hookers and prostitutes and they're all jobs. Hell, in Vegas they are. Why don't you want them talking to your children? When are you going to quit being driven by fear of being canceled? Cancel me. I don't give a shit. It is time to stand up and go back to the good old give me liberty or give me death times, when there were actual men who were willing to lay their lives down for freedom. And you're willing to give it away for safety. And these people in Washington, these bought and paid for shills, are destroying this country. They're destroying the dollar. They're destroying everything. They're running up massive debt. Massive debt. And you let them. You absolutely let them. And your excuse? Well, I don't want to be bothered by politics. Well, you damn well better be bothered by politics, because it means a lot more than the NBA playoffs. Just because somebody can dribble a basketball and shoot should not be as important as to where your money is going. The money you work hard for, the money they take at gunpoint. And again, don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. The money is stolen from you at gunpoint. And then you let it happen. I just don't know what else to say to get you to pay attention. I don't know what else to say to get you to wake up. But I watch the libs. I have some lib friends. And they're all out there crowing about, you want to control a woman's body. Huh, I have no desire to control a woman's body. Well, you overturned Roe v. Wade. No, they overturned Roe v. Wade to send it back to the states where it should have been handled. And then everybody's attacking Florida. Oh, don't go there. They don't like gays. They don't like black people. But ain't nobody saying nothing about all the blacks killed in Chicago this weekend by other blacks. Nope, not a word about that. The people in Chicago can't get guns to defend themselves. So they become victims. And then they blame it on the outlying states. It's because the outlying states have such lax rules. No, all their rules preclude felons from owning a gun, yet they still get them. And so here we are, folks, in a great disaster that comes from letting freedom slip through your fingers every single day. In the name of safety. You know, it was funny. When I was younger, let's go back to officer safety. They would talk to criminals, and they didn't make them sit on the curb like a dog. They didn't handcuff them because they were brave men, and they would stand there and talk to them. Now, they must put you in their symbols of oppression, the handcuffs, because they're afraid of you, and you let them do it. Because if you don't allow them to slap the symbols of oppression on you, they will summarily beat your ass and throw you in jail and charge you with resisting. This is how far down the hole we have come. And very shortly, all your freedoms will be but a dream, and you will be living in a world full of oppression that you cannot vote your way out of, because your vote no longer matters, which is basically the last election, because there's no way that idiot who hid in his basement, who spoke to no one, who never had a rally, who couldn't put a sentence together, got more votes than any president ever with that cackling idiot as his vice president. This played out in front of you. You saw it happen. You know it happened, but you ain't got the balls to stand up to it. No, you don't. You just go along. while all real evidence is ignored. There's an entire laptop that takes everybody in Washington and lays them open. Don't forget, they got Anthony Weiner's laptop, which had a section on Hillary Clinton. If there's any justice on the planet Earth, all of these people will eventually stand trial, and all of them will eventually get the harshest punishments ever handed down, sliced out to them. So, folks, I am done for the day. We have run long on segments. We have run short on segments. And I am beat and tired of fighting the good fight. So we're going to let 3 minutes slide away from us today. And we are going to sign off a smidge early. And I hope wherever you're at, you know that standing your ground and standing tall is the only way to do this. So, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.